And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we discussed Christ's command in the Sermon on the Mount for us to love our enemies. In Leviticus 19, verse 17, God told the Israelites, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, Jesus said to the Jews of his day, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus then asked in Luke 6, verses 32 and 33, "If you love those who love you, what credit is it to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is it to you? Even sinners do the same." But Jesus did not merely preach such sentiments. He exhibited them in his life, and even went so far as to exhibit them in his death. From the cross, he looked down on the sinful men who had placed him there unjustly and said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Luke 23, verse 34. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, Jesus said, "Bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." When we speak to such people, we must exhibit both courtesy and kindness as we strive to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Matthew 10, verse 16. And when we speak about such people, we must commend in them that which is commendable and remain silent regarding any faults that they may possess. Plus, we must also pray for our enemies, those who despitefully use us and persecute us. This has the potential to help them and definitely will help us. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And in John 15, verse 14, he said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Carrying out Christ's command to pray for our enemies makes us not only obedient, but also his friends. And who knows, perhaps by doing what Christ told us to do, we might even end up doing good to our friends and making friends of our enemies.